Anushka Sharma is seen flaunting her perfect Guju accent in the new mini-trailer of Jab Harry Met Sejal. While the first mini-trailer showed Shah Rukh Khan's cheap character, the second trailer shows Anushka's solution to it. This has been directed by Imtiaz Ali and hits theatres on August 4th. Sports-based films are in vogue and Hrithik Roshan is the reason to join the brigade. Speculation is rife that the actor would be playing a mathematician in his next and will be doing a sports film that will have him play Kabaddi player. The film is to be produced by Rani Screwala and will be Hrithik's first sport film. JP Dutta is back in action after nearly two decades of making films like Soldier, Refugee and LOC. The veteran filmmaker is all set to return with a new war drama based on Indochina War of 1962, titled Paltan. The film will feature Arjun Rampal, Abhishek Bachchan, Pulkit Samrat, Jackie Shroff, Sonu Sood, Lav Sinha, Siddhant Kapoor and Sunil Shetty in prominent roles. Actor Ayushman Khurrana has begun shooting for Shriram Raghavan's touted thriller titled Shoot the Piano Player in Pune. The film, which is a gripping thriller, will see Ayushman Khurrana and Tabu sharing screen space for the first time. After Tube Live, Shah Rukh Khan is all set to do a cameo in Ranbir Katrina's starrer Jagga Jassoos. He is reportedly going to play a small yet crucial role that will decide the fate of the lead pair in the film. The much-delayed Jagga Jassoos will finally release on July 14th. Though the recent terror attacks in London have caused high-profile premieres to get cancelled, the cast of the fifth installment of the Transformer movies, Transformers The Last Night, took over London for the film's world premiere. Stars including Mark Wahlberg, Josh Duhamel and Laura Haddock walked the blue carpet along with director Michael Bay. This will be the director's last outing in the Transformers series.
It's exciting, you know, it's been a long time coming. We've been making this movie for quite some time. I know Michael has been working feverishly in editing the movie, and, you know, it's always a race to make it to the finish line. But we feel like we've done something really special for the last installment, so to be able to share it with the fans and have people finally see it, it's amazing.
One Direction could reunite to perform on Simon Cowell's Grenfell Tower Fire charity single. The band that has been on a break since 2016 will not perform together, but will perform solo acts while Liam Payne, Lewis Tomlinson, Harry Styles and Niall Horan have agreed to come on board for the cover of the Simon and Garfunkel hit Bridge Over Troubled Waters. There hasn't been any confirmation from Zayn Malik. Jay-Z comes out of retirement yet again to release new album 4.44, and it's going to be Jay-Z's 13th solo album. The album, which is scheduled to release on June 30th, features Moonlight actor Mahershala Ali, who plays a boxer in the solo Adonis. The album couldn't come out at a more fitting time, with Jay welcoming twins.
Choreographer-turned-director Remo D'Souza might be dabbling into yet another line of work. If reports are to go by, then the ABCD director has been approached by a filmmaker to act in a dance film with kids. Remo will next be seen helming the third film in the ABCD franchise, which is rumoured to star Salman Khan and Jacqueline Fernandez. After many pointed out similarities between Jagga Jassoos' song Galti Se Mistake and 3-Ball MTY's former club regular Intentalo, the composers of Jagga Jassoos have refuted all such allegations, stating that the song has been composed using Assamese folk instruments and is quite different. Rockstar actor Nargis Fakhri is all set to make her singing debut with singer-composer Parichay in the forthcoming track Habita Vigardi. The lyrics have been penned by Kumar and will also feature rapper Cardinal Official. Saif Ali Khan's daughter Sara is all set to make her debut with Abhishek Kapoor's Kedarnath, and there has been much talk surrounding her big Bollywood break. Saif, meanwhile, shared his thoughts of having Sara venture into films.
I think, you know, Sara is a very bright girl. She's well educated and she's got a nice mind to her. She's humble and she's got lots of well wishes around her, from her mother to me to Karan to everybody. So she should ask for, you know, advice from any of us when she needs it. So I'm very happy that she's doing something that she's passionate about. It's a beautiful job and she's very lucky to have it.
The new track from the Tiger Shroff Nawazuddin Siddiqui starrer Munna Michael, Ding Dang, was released online. The song, which sees Tiger as a roadside Romeo and debutant Nidhi Agarwal grooving to the beat on the streets, has been sung by Amit Mishra and Antara Mitra. Actor and TV director Stephen First, who shot to fame with his role as Kent Flounder in Animal House, died at the age of 63 following complications in diabetes. First featured regularly on science fiction series Babylon 5 and as Dr. Elliot Axelrod on Saint Elsewhere. Pop icon Lady Gaga celebrated a wrap-up party with her A Star Is Born co-star and director Bradley Cooper and his model girlfriend Irina Shayk. The film is the remake of the 1937 movie of the same name, which sees Gaga play a small-town girl with big dreams and Cooper as an alcoholic who helps her. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kenya Moore got married to her businessman boyfriend in a beach wedding in St. Lucia. The reality TV star shared the first pictures of the secret wedding with fans over social media. Tom Holland's Spider-Man, who was first seen in Marvel's Captain America Civil War, is all set to appear in his first standalone film, Spider-Man Homecoming. However, the producers of the movie seem to be undecided as to whether the upcoming Venom spin-off will also follow the same continuity as Homecoming and the Marvel films.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.